Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now from Madison, Orioles broadcaster, he is Jim Hunter. What's going on, Jim?
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing well, largely because birds win.
Yeah, it's always nice when they win, right?
Yes, they are.
Keep it interesting.
Four home runs last night, two by Adam Jones. I was telling Ed today, man, it seems like every 2 weeks or so, Adam is surpassing someone else on the all-time Oriole list. He is becoming, before our very eyes, one of the all-time greats.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And he's really been in a pretty good groove now for about 3 weeks. And it's good to see. You know, I don't know if it's a coincidence, but since he's been moved into the cleanup spot, when Beckham was moved to the leadoff position where Adam was hitting, Adam really has taken off. And it's had a positive effect in the lineup, because when you have somebody right in the middle there that is hitting consistently, and all of a sudden, you know, the power numbers have come back. A nice two home run game last night, but he's just a good player. I mean, he's a star player, and he does whatever he can do to help the team. He's a real gamer. He shows up every day. You know, there's not a lot of fanfare about him, in the sense that he calls attention to himself. He just goes out and plays, you know, and it's really nice to see. And, you know, last night that was a big game for him, because the first home run gave the Orioles the lead, and then the second home run helped them pad it, where they got a little bit of insurance from Miley, who was able to get through six innings. So a good all-around night, but, you know, as usual, number 10 there, right in the middle of it.
Number 10 right in the middle of it, the team captain. Of course, number 13, the biggest name with a face of the sport. But what about Jonathan Scope? I mean, this kid is batting .302, 27 home runs, 91 RBIs. He's on pace now for, you know, 300, maybe 30 and 100. Is he the team MVP this year?
Oh, I would say if you had to vote today, absolutely. Because the one thing about this game that every player strives for is consistency.
Yeah.
And he's been consistent all year. You know, very few droughts in terms of slumps or not being able to run produce. He's been really consistent. The thing about him this year, and it really goes all the way back to Sarasota in spring training, he made a conscious effort to be more selective, not in the sense that he was looking for more walks, but swing at hitters' pitches. And, you know, a lot of these guys have this this way of going about it, that until you have two strikes, you really can look for your pitch and try to do damage with that pitch. And Jonathan worked on that all of spring training, and he's carried that over, and he's been able to carry it over the entire year. And the other thing about him, where I think he's evolved as a hitter, is that he's understood and has accepted that going the opposite way can be very, very good for you and very efficient in terms of being consistent and prolonging your good spells as opposed to minimizing the bad ones. And, you know, you look at his season, how many big hits he's had the right center field, utilizing the whole field. And the other thing to me, what that does is you're not predictable as a hitter. If you get into a mode where you're too pull happy, pitchers and advanced scouts figure that out pretty quickly, and you could be pitched to. But when you're willing to use the whole field as he has been, it minimizes that, where they really don't know how to pitch you. And then if they make a mistake, and, you know, with his pull power, he can really do damage. So, you know, just an outstanding year for him. And, you know, I'm sure if the vote was taken today by the media that covers the team for the most valuable Oria, I'm sure he would win it. It might be a tight race, but I'm sure, because he's been consistent all year, he's going to get a lot of support for that.
We're talking O's baseball with play-by-play broadcaster for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Hunter. Jim, you talked about consistency. Well, inconsistency, and that's been the starting pitching. Last night, a good performance by Wade Miley. Tonight, you got Ubaldo Jimenez on the mound, who could give up five in the first or go seven, giving up two and striking out 10. That's how this pitching has been. I think it's safe to say right now the Orioles stay in contention. They're going to need maybe a little bit more consistency from the starting rotation.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, and last night was an example of, if you pitch well and get deeper in the game, you're going to have a chance to win the game. You know, this team, it's been frustrating not only with the inconsistency of what you get from start to start, but Rob, you mentioned it, the early deficits has been really, really difficult. When you ask your hitters now, the Orioles scored 7 last night and they won the game, but the starters' ERA is still the highest in the American League. And when you ask your hitters to say, hey, boys, go out and get a 6 tonight, we have a chance, it's tough to win consistently. And last night was a positive sign for Miley because he's had difficulty getting beyond 5 innings. You know, he's a very high pitch count guy. He's 3-2 on a lot of hitters because of his style. And it was a positive sign for him, especially because he faced Oakland just on the last road trip. And when you're facing a team for a second time in close proximity to the prior time, there's really no secrets. The starting pitching is going to determine whether or not they do get back in this race legitimately. And I know mathematically they're right there, but they're still 3 below 500. You got to get above 500 and then get on a roll. And that's the other thing. They haven't been able to get on one of those nice little winning streaks where, you know, you win 5 in a row or you win 7 out of 9 or you get even better and go 10 out of 12 because the starting pitching hasn't been consistent enough to do that. So if they can put it together and, Buck has been spreading it out a little bit recently, giving them a little bit extra rest, hopefully that will have a positive effect. But now it's Ubaldo's turn. I mean, the number that jumps out at me, they played 125 games and they have 72 starts of less than 6 innings. And that wow. means ineffectiveness and high pitch counts and a lot of extra innings for the bullpen. So if they could somehow string together some quality starts where the starters keep them in the game, give them a chance to win, the way they're hitting the ball, they are going to get on a roll. But again, it's all about the starting pitching. If the starting pitching can't get consistency, it's going to be difficult to legitimately get back in and make a run at this race. But if the starting pitching does give them a chance, I really do think they have a realistic chance of being a factor in September because they can hit and they can score runs.
I'm sure you recognize the voice, but Jim Hunter joins us this morning. Got to ask about being able to pick your pitch until you have 2 strikes. One person that can't seem to do that with inconsistency has been Chris Davis, looking at 3rd strikes more often than we'd like. Is he just not seeing the ball well, or is this a psychological thing? Is there any murmur around the clubhouse about why he's struggling so badly with this?
Well, I know a few weeks back he did say that he wasn't seeing the ball well for whatever reason, but he's another hitter that, interesting, when Buck dropped him down to number 7, he did bat 6 last night, and he did have a base hit last night. But he's actually been hitting the ball at about a 400 clip since he moved down in the lineup. And I think it's all about confidence, Ed. You know, when you get some hits and you feel good about it, the confidence comes back and the success comes. And, you know, he's a quality hitter. He just has to go about getting his pitches and hitting them and making good contact. It's all about good contact.
There he is, Jim Hunter. Jim, thanks a lot, my friend. Look forward to hearing you tonight.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.